With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Much of Iron County has slow or no broadband access. That means the Mercer Public Library sees a lot of visitors just to get on the internet, especially post-COVID. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains how the library is being renovated to better meet community needs.
The Mercer Public Library offers a variety of services that range from the classic checking out books to events to a seed library. Internet access has been one of the services that has seen the most growth in recent years. For the library, internet usage isn't an issue, but space is, according to Library Director Julia Pusateri.
Mercer has a very high visitor population that comes for seasonal use. So we do see a lot of our patrons and visitors needing the library to do remote work, join meetings for their work back at home. So we've maxed out what we can provide with our space that we have.
This issue was even more compounded when the health clinic in Mercer closed in January. With limited healthcare options in the region, many community members turned to telehealth.
So we needed to have space for people to have those private and confidential conversations with their healthcare providers.
To help solve this problem, the library will be renovating its current space to add meeting rooms. The plan is for 4 occupancy pods, one that can accommodate up to 4 people, and the other 3 are for 1 person to use at a time. The Memory Lab and Friends of the Library meeting room will also be updated. The cost of the renovation is being covered by a $101,000 grant from the state's Flexible Facilities Program.
I got the email on Friday, and I had to go into our office and hide so that I could silent scream and do a happy dance, because it is an incredible opportunity for the library and for the town to really be able to take a large step forward. So this was one of the best days that I've had in my job.
The project is still in the planning stages. Pusateri hopes work can start this winter, with most of it completed in early spring. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Construction work will begin next year to return Copper Peak to its original purpose. Copper Peak was the tallest ski flying hill in North America. The last competition was held there in 1994. Copper Peak received $20 million from the state of Michigan through the American Rescue Plan Act. The money will be used for Phase 1 to turn Copper Peak into the largest ski jumping hill. That phase will raise the bottom of the landing hill 18 feet and lower the top 20 inches. Bob Jackward is the president of Copper Peak. He says the project started more than a decade ago when the International Ski Federation contacted Copper Peak.
Ski jumping is the most watched winter sport in Europe right now in winter. And so 3.2 billion people cumulatively watched ski jumping last year. But it's not popular in the United States. And so their vision was, let's get it opened up again in the United States. Let's get it popular.
Construction on Phase 1 is set to start next year after the spring thaw. Copper Peak still needs to raise $18 million for Phase 2. That will cover the cost for making upgrades to the ski jump. Jackward says if they can secure the funding needed for Phase 2 by next spring, then optimistically, work could be completed by November of 2026. A teenage inmate charged in connection with a counselor's death at Wisconsin's youth prison in Lincoln County has pleaded not guilty. Online court records show 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom entered the pleas Thursday in Lincoln County Circuit Court. Nyblom faces one count of being party to felony murder and one count of being a party to battery by prisoners in connection with Lincoln Hills Copper Lake School's counselor Corey Pruhl's death in June. According to prosecutors, a 16-year-old inmate threw soap at a female counselor, punched her, and then punched Pruhl, who hit his head on the pavement and later died. Prosecutors say Nyblom gave the 16-year-old the soap. The city of Wausau will be officially designated as an Ice Age Trail community this weekend. Visit Wausau CVB Executive Director Tim White says that means more exposure to those planning to hike the famous trail through recognition on the trail's website and other promotional materials.
The publications and the promotion and marketing that the Ice Age Trail Alliance does nationally and internationally, Wausau benefits from it because our merchants and our stakeholders in the area get that great exposure.
The designation will be marked by a ribbon cutting Saturday evening at Timekeeper Distillery in Wausau. The event begins at 4:30 and will include the official Ice Age Trail mascot, a costumed woolly mammoth. Wisconsin is seeing more frequent dam failures, and another sign the storms blowing through the state are growing stronger. Wisconsin recorded 34 dam failures from 2000 to 2023, the second highest total for that period, behind only South Carolina. That's according to a Wisconsin Policy Forum report released Thursday. More than 80% of the failures, 28 to be exact, happened since the start of 2018. Fall is typically a drier time of the year for the Great Plains and Midwest, but Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports drought conditions have returned to the region and experts are not seeing relief anytime soon.
It's dry and warm in much of the Midwest and Great Plains. Above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation are expected through the middle of October. For producers, this means some crops are drying out quickly during harvest. But it's also leading to more serious issues, says Dennis Toddy, the director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture Midwest Climate Hub.
We're starting to get low flow issues on the Mississippi River, and it's also starting to manifest itself in fire issues.
In the beef industry, ongoing drought conditions have shrunk cattle herds. Experts say if production continues to get tighter, beef prices will continue to rise. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.